Some of you might be familiar with this character called Mr. Beast.
We're talking about Jimmy Donaldson, but you probably know him as Mr. Beast. You know, the guy with 312 million subscribers.
Young children are watching Mr. Beast. My niece and nephews cannot get enough of him.
I recently did a program. We invited him to Islam, but I had an opportunity to sit with someone who actually was connected with him and worked with him.
I started working for Mr. Beast. I was blown away at how he was making videos. I was used to people just around filming in public.
And I think this is a very important topic because a lot of times we just leave our kids, loved ones, and we let the TV do the rest.
Hey, bro, come on now, dawg.
In this case, the YouTube.
Come on, man.
So to me talking about it, let's go to somebody who was connected with him.
For example, when we were making this Lego car video, he was absolutely sure it was going to go viral before we even started filming.
Because it's very important what we let our children listen to, what we listen to, the people we get connected with, because it can have subtle but sometimes really catastrophic effects on us. So let's go ahead and check this out and see his advice.
Chris is one of my oldest friends. I've known him basically my entire life, and especially when I was doing videos earlier on.
I knew Chris when he was a normal person. When he just got married, he was having a kid.
Chris Tyson, who has also transitioned and now goes by Ava Chris Tyson, was formerly a co-host and close friend of YouTuber Mr. Beast. In 2024, serious allegations surfaced accusing Chris Tyson of engaging in inappropriate communications with a minor. These allegations included sending sexually suggestive messages and potentially meeting up with the minor in person.
And then after I left, that's when he decided to leave his family, play dressed up like a girl, and then they promoted to millions of people. So every day, if you watch the Mr. Beast video, you slowly see Chris be transformed from a man into playing dress up and doing this, and then he's taking puberty blocks. He takes hormones, he takes pills specifically to turn him into a girl. But that doesn't work. You're never going to become a girl. So if you're going to choose to watch that, at least be aware of what they're trying to promote.
There's no choosing. No more. No kids, let alone any kid, should be watching Mr. Beast.
Unless he changes his ways.
Change the ways. There's always hope for everybody. But until then, no Mr. Beast.
Hey, Anthony. Congratulations on buying Smosh.
Wow. You can see now why this is extremely important. I mean, someone like this, 300 million followers, you might have been one of those leaving their kids innocently watching someone like this, but then the hearts, as the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the heart is sound, the whole body is sound. We don't want our hearts to get corrupted, especially our little ones, you know, our young ones, those in our care. We're the shepherds of our families, and each one of us are responsible for our flock. So now you leave your child, your children, watching someone like this, and next thing you know, they got these crazy ideas that a man can be a woman can be a man. This is just one example.
You've had a lot of people speculating on your gender.
Yes.
You know, just you growing out your hair.
Yeah.
Today you showed up fully.
I did.
Presenting.
I did.
As a woman.
I did, because I am a woman.
Why open up a door? Open up a door to the heart getting attached to an individual like this. We got an insider, Alberto Sneeko, who got to expose. You get to see firsthand. It's one thing coming from me, but then you got somebody who actually worked with the man, worked and was connected with him. So we're bringing this to your attention. It's very important. And again, we invite someone like that to the deen. Otherwise, they're an individual who's going to follow their desires. They're going to end up making things up as they go along. And those things are going to be things that are sometimes good, and a great number of those things are going to be things that are harmful for themselves, and they're going to push that out to their audiences. You don't want them pushing out these destructive things that are corrupting the hearts and the minds. So, hope you're able to benefit from this. See you next time. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.